Acupuncture can help all sorts of problems, from bad backs to RSI, from hormonal imbalances to allergies. But how soon after the onset of a problem do you need to see an acupuncturist to get any real result? Sue Kalachinska is an acupuncturist at Shen Shakti in London.
Well, the sooner the better, because that way you'll need less treatments. Best example I always give of this was somebody coming who'd booked to see me for about something else, but on the way there was a dodgy paving stone and he tripped over it and twisted his ankle. So by the time he arrived at the clinic, it was already swelling and so on. And so obviously we treated that as well as the other issues that he'd come about. And by the time he left, the swelling had gone down and he never had any problems. And you can imagine what normally would have happened if he hadn't treated it straight away. So to come as soon as possible, don't leave it.
If you do leave it, though, just say a little bit, I don't know, a couple of months, because quite often we do sit there and think to ourselves, oh, it'll go away, it'll go away. And of course it doesn't. Can you still do something, say, 6 weeks, 8 weeks afterwards?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes. I'm not saying, it's impossible if not treated straight away, just that it's better if you can. The longer you leave it, the more there is, if you like, to unravel. If somebody's had a problem that started 6 weeks before, you know, say they injured their back and left it 6 weeks, that's probably not going to take too long, maybe two or three treatments to sort out usually, unless there's any other underlying problem. But if it's something that's become chronic and that's been there over years, very often what happens is you unravel the illness, as it were, the problem. And so as the person is receiving treatments, they notice symptoms that they may have even forgotten about, but that they had a long time ago. And what that is the illness backtracking through itself. So it's another aspect of the healing reaction to the treatment. It's very instructive because it literally is like taking time back. So you know when you're better is when you've got the last of the very early symptoms coming to the surface.
Is it almost a sort of a direct correlation between how long ago it was that you had the injury to how many treatments you're going to need in order to sort it out?
Yes. My teacher, Dr. Van Buren, used to say a month for every year that you'd had it. I don't always find that's the case. It rather depends on what the problem is. Some things get better a lot quicker than that. He tended to not see people perhaps as often as we do nowadays. So again, you can perhaps accelerate it a bit, but you do have to be aware, if it's a chronic illness, of how much can the person receive at one time. Because if it's something that's been in the system a long time, it can be quite a shock if you were to sort of, if you like, over-treat and try and accelerate the healing process too fast. You need to go with the pace that the person is comfortable with.
You say over-treat. I mean, I understand that obviously you don't want to give them too much in one go, but actually, is it possible ultimately to over-treat somebody?
Well, only in the sense that they would feel very, very tired, possibly, if it was a long-standing chronic condition, so that means they're already low in energy. If you really try to eliminate something very fast, it's almost non-holistic, really. You know, you're no longer working as acupuncture intended. The way acupuncture works is with the body's natural healing process. It gets you back in touch with your own natural healing process, so you work alongside that.
That's Sue Kalachinska from Shen Shakti in London. For more information, see acupuncture-helps.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.